USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration is sending 1,500 troops and a dozen fighter jets to the Middle East in coming weeks. Vice Admiral Michael Golday, who heads the Pentagon's joint staff, says it's to counter Iran's escalating campaign to plan attacks against the U.S. and interests in the region.
While we do not see conflict with Iran, we are determined to protect our forces and interests in the region from attack.
Pentagon officials are now publicly blaming Iran and its proxies for recent tanker bombings near United Arab Emirates and a rocket attack in Iraq. Congress and the White House thought passage of a massive disaster aid bill for victims of flood, blizzard, hurricane, and wildfire victims was a done deal. But Texas GOP Congressman Chip Roy proved them wrong.
This is a $19 billion bill that is not paid for when we are racking up $100 million of debt per hour.
Lawmakers were using unanimous consent to get it quickly passed, with most House members already gone for recess. It only takes one person to object to stall it, and Roy did. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Before leaving the White House Friday for Japan, President Trump told reporters he will declassify documents related to the origins of the investigation into Russia's links to the campaign, calling the investigation an attempted coup.
They want to try and get a do-over of the Mueller report. It doesn't work that way. And just so you know, I was the most transparent, and am, transparent president in history.
The president's critics fear the attorney general will cherry-pick secret material from the investigation to paint a misleading picture of what started the probe. The man convicted of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in Barron, Wisconsin, and killing her parents is sentenced to life in prison. Jake Patterson, speaking at his sentencing hearing, says he wishes he could bring them back.
I would do, like, absolutely anything to take back what I did.
The teen was held for 88 days at Patterson's cabin before escaping. A federal judge Friday blocked a Mississippi law that forbids abortion after the detection of a fetal heartbeat as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy, the judge saying the law threatens immediate harm to women's rights. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump says there are domestic issues he'd like to see tackled, including lowering prescription drug prices. Trump says Democrats are too distracted to work on important issues right now.
I'd like to talk about lowering drug prices, which I've done better than any president ever. We had a year this year, as you know, drug prices went down, first time in 51 years. I'd like to talk about, because with Congress, I can get prices down 40% and 50%. But I can't do that when all they do is want to try and do a redo of the Mueller report.
And on the resignation of British Prime Minister Theresa May.
I feel badly for Theresa. I like her very much. She's a good woman. She worked very hard. She's very strong. She decided to do something that some people were surprised at, some people weren't. It's for the good of her country.
May deciding to resign after being unable to get lawmakers to agree on a Brexit deal in Parliament. Talk of potential impeachment of the president continues to be heard in the halls of Congress. Democratic Representative Mary Gay Scanlon of Pennsylvania says she believes in open hearings, and she says that's where she wants Robert Mueller.
The more separation you get from the actual evidence or the actual witnesses or the actual speakers, the more difficult it is to cut through the noise that we see coming out of the White House every day. They are very on message. It may be a fake message, but we'd like the American people to see the actual truth, hear from the actual participants.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.